Module 11, Handling Complaints, Part 2. It is extremely important for the HR department to properly handle all complaints involving stereotypes and discrimination. The manner in which the issue is handled can mean the difference between effective investigating and creating more issues for the company. There are several necessary steps that each complaint needs to have addressed in the means that have usually been set forth in the company's compliance program. Issues need to be addressed as soon as possible, with documentation of each step. In the following module are some of the steps. Gather information from the complainant. The first step is to address the complaint by interviewing the reporting party. Not just the victim can report bad behavior. Coworkers, other employees, and even customers are able to report infractions. All reports must be taken seriously and without any assumptions. This is only a fact-finding mission, not a decision to take any action. This interaction with the reporting party must remain confidential. Include the following points. What occurred? What was said? When did the incident occur? Who witnessed the event? At this step, there is no conclusions to reach, just recording the facts. This information must be documented and forwarded to the proper supervisor in a timely manner. Delaying the investigation can be detrimental in many ways for not only the victim, but also the company. Evaluate the credibility of the complaint. After receiving the information from the complainant, HR needs to then evaluate the credibility of the complaint itself. Unfortunately, not all reports are credible. Not all situations are interpreted the same by all. There are several items that can be studied to determine the truthfulness or credibility of the reports and the information provided. Is this the first time that this type of incident has been reported? Is this something that could be personal rather than work-related? Criteria could include the reporter's demeanor. The details that are included, are they specific or vague? Does the report make sense? Is it possible? Is the reporter prone to making complaints? Interview those involved. The next step is to interview all the people that witnessed the incident in the report. Everyone that is spoken to must understand that all parts of the investigation must be kept confidential. This includes the company, the reporting and offending parties, and the witnesses. You should also reassure the witness of the zero tolerance for retaliation for any testimony that he or she may offer. Here are some more tips to conducting this interview. Do not answer any questions from the witness concerning the report. Do not express any opinions. Keep the questions simple and to the point. Does he or she have any other information that may be pertinent to the issue? Take action against the offender. After the investigation has been completed, there may or may not be a consequence for possible offenses that occurred. There are usually steps in place through the HR department as to the particular steps for each company and how discipline is handled. In the case that there are disciplinary actions, these actions need to be taken as soon as possible. There are several issues that need to be considered in regards to discipline: employee's past personal record, the severity of the offense, and any federal or state guidelines. Types of discipline can include verbal warning, written warning, required diversity training, transfer of department, suspension, and even termination of employment. Case study. 3 weeks ago, the Mill Paper Company conducted a sensitivity training, which came right on time for Tam. Tam confided in Bert that she had an experience that was uncomfortable, and she thinks it was discrimination. She told Bert that she doesn't want to get anyone in trouble, but feels if she doesn't speak up, it is sending the message that the action was okay. Tam went on to explain that her supervisor, Cheryl, sent a sign-up sheet around the team for the upcoming holiday party. Those who wanted to participate were to write down what they plan on bringing. Tam wrote down that she would bring cookies. Once everyone had a chance to sign the sheet, it got back around to Cheryl's desk. Cheryl quietly pulled Tam to the side and told her she was surprised she decided to participate. Tam asked why. Cheryl said because she heard that Tam was an atheist and the party has a Christmas theme. Tam said she understood what she was signing up for and would like to participate. Cheryl harshly asked Tam, "If you don't believe in any religion, why would you celebrate that religion's holiday?" Bert agreed that Cheryl was out of line and encouraged her to bring the matter to the attention of HR. Tam complied. Once the investigation was complete, Cheryl personally apologized to Tam and said it would never happen again.